Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, everyone. It's June. June is a fun month because it launches summer. It launches National Camping Month, which yours truly just started to become a little camper. Kind of cute. Did you know you could put air conditioning inside tents now? That's a thing. That's the only way you'll get me in one. And it's also National Home Ownership Month, which thanks to our friends at Caliber Home Loans, they can help you in that process. It's always a complimentary consultation. They talk about your credit. They talk about monies that you can put down. And then realistically, explore what you can afford for home ownership. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, you can own a home for less than you're paying in rent in this present world that we're living in. And then you can paint it whatever color you want. You can put your dish wherever you wish. It's amazing when you own your home. So think about that. Caliber Home Loans, it's National Home Ownership Month. Give them a call, a complimentary consultation. Utilize that stimulus money well. And, you know, 60 days from now, you could be in a home. It's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting indeed. And then, of course, as you get ready to move and you decide in the dead of summer that items that are too big, bulky, and heavy just isn't what you want to do that day, you call your friends over at White Glove Moving and Storage, and they help you with all that heavy lifting. In our efforts to help keep America moving, there's some great rates going on. We have 50 full-time movers and 15 trucks in our fleet that can help to make it easy for your last-minute or very well pre-planned moves, locally or nationwide. With that being said, we have a great guest in the studio today who not only has used the White Glove herself over the years.
Absolutely.
She also is integral in helping us highlight the importance of the HR department within companies, not just here locally, not just even nationwide. She represents manpower that is, in fact, international. So we're going to delve into some great conversations. I'm really looking forward to that. And prior to doing so, I do just want to mention that, we're going to talk about the fact that there are companies hiring right now.
Absolutely.
And different calibers of positions and so forth. And at White Glove, we actually just launched that we are, in fact, growing our moving team. So if there are some individuals that are living throughout the Treasure Coast and thinking, you know, I would love a team environment, I would like to explore this opportunity, please don't hesitate. We have a page right on our website and on our Facebook group page that you can go to. It clicks right to the application, and we'd love to be able to consult with you and see if it's a good fit for everybody involved. So Lori Collings is here today. She's a good friend of mine, folks, and when I had the opportunity in light of everything that's going on in the world right now, kind of coming out of COVID and then some of the hostilities and so forth, it's just so important to highlight some of the positives. And Lori sums it up like this: it all comes down to HR.
It does. Absolutely. HR is an integral part of your organization. They are strategic planners. They are the ones who help control your, help with your IT department to work. They help with your organizational management. They help with your planning. They help with your cost structure of your company, because payroll, as you know, is one of the biggest expenditures a company can make. And so HR is an integral part of all of that. And I think a lot of HR people have been tasked with this, I hate saying unprecedented because it's so overused, but it truly is true, this unprecedented event with COVID-19. And we're seeing a lot of changes in the world of work right now. As Manpower, we're uniquely positioned because we're in over 82 countries worldwide. So we're seeing countries that have come out of COVID and what that's looking like. And we're seeing countries that are still in the midst of it, especially like down in Latin America.
Right. They were slow to come to the COVID party.
They were.
Darn it. Which is unfortunate and also maybe good for them to figure out some of the things, if they can, in fact, get it implemented, where they can benefit their communities if they heed caution. So what are you seeing for the countries that are coming out of it? I saw some video recently where South Korea is, Kids are going back to school?
Absolutely. Yeah, what we're seeing is most of the countries that went into it are they're now returning to a new normal, is what they're calling it. So we're seeing companies do increased cleanings. We're seeing companies doing temperature checks. We're seeing companies using healthcare questionnaires. Just as a matter of HIPAA policy, in the past, health questions were not things that you could ask or necessarily share. And that has all been sidelined by COVID-19. So now, because it is an infectious, contagious disease, or virus rather, you can ask employees questions about their health. You can screen for health, and you can also send people home with protections, pay protections that the federal government set up so that if they're sent home for 14 days and isolate, they still will get paid. That is pay protected for 14 days by our
federal. And so that hasn't lapsed yet?
No, it's still, I think it's going to be ending maybe at the end of June, I believe.
And they very well might do an extension.
They might do an extension. It's hard to keep track of some of the programs that are coming out right now. I forgot that we were in June now, so I'll have to check on that. Yes. So we're seeing a change. We're seeing a change in the world of work. We're seeing a lot of businesses went to at-home workers. It was really interesting. We had a leadership call with Manpower recently. It was actually a couple of their staffing agencies and our CEO. And the big thing our CEO focused on was the human age. You know, we've talked about this for 10 years, and it's never been more relevant than it is now about how we balance this work from home with the needs for some people to be on site and some people to be doing the jobs. We're looking at so many things. This could be advancing AI in the workplace. People might start moving toward that quicker because of this instead of bringing everyone back.
And by AI, we're talking artificial intelligence.
Right. So a lot of people, instead of having a call center, might be starting to use chatbots. Live chats that don't involve humans.
That sounds a lot like my experience today when I was on hold for almost 2 hours. I disapprove of chatbots. Two thumbs down if my voice means anything to anyone listening and those powers to be. It's just not good. So what did you mean by the human age, though?
Well, the human age is a way to focus on the fact that we've seen a change in the workplace. We have generational workers leaving the workplace in record numbers. Baby boomers are retiring at about an average of 10,000 per month, or per day, I'm sorry, per day. And we're seeing a shift. We're seeing a millennial shift. We're seeing a shift of workers who were loyal to the company, stay with the company, you know, company people. We now have a generation, we're 12 years out from the 2008 recessions, and we're seeing a whole generation of people going to work who watch their parents lose jobs, lose homes, and lose things from those recessions because the companies didn't keep them employed and live up to their promises that they felt the parents had made with the company. So what we're seeing is we're seeing a shift in the workplace. We're seeing people not being a traditional worker, like the company is not everything. We're seeing more of a work-life balance. This kind of accelerated some of that. You know, there was a recent conversation and somebody said, well, if people are working from home, how can I tell they're working? Well, how can you tell they're working if they're sitting at their desk?
Right.
They could be just surfing the internet. So it's really causing people to question, what does productivity look like? Do we have to have a footprint with a very large rent cost? Do we need to have people coming in every day, or can we just say, hey, you logged in at 8 o'clock and you logged out at 5, you get paid? So it's creating just a real change. It's in some ways it's precipitating change much, much faster than it would have organically.
Right. And that's a very good point, Lori, because I'm seeing more and more, depending on the industry, the ability to have more flexibility. Depending on the position, the ability to have more flexibility than some of the tasks that are such that they are the way they are because that's the way they've been doing it for so long.
Yes, this is a really good point, Anna, because this has caused a work disturbance, if you will. It's caused a workflow disturbance. And I guarantee the companies that are going to come back from this and do things the way they did before probably won't last as long as the companies that say, this is how we can innovate, this is how we can change. Do we need to have a call center with, you know, 60 agents sitting, or can we send those people home and monitor their KPIs by their computers that they're working from home? And, you know, does that get more cars off the street? Does that reduce our carbon? These things are all cascading. So it's changed us in a lot of ways that people did not anticipate. And it's super fast. It's like being on the front of a speeding train. It's, you know, in HR right now, you're trying to implement and change and add policies and procedures. And they're changing as quickly as you can get them written up and put them in place.
That is so interesting to think of. And not too long ago, you served as the president of the local HR association here.
Correct.
And there's always been a push for more ongoing education for the HR side of things. And that varies greatly, right? Like what HR looks like in manufacturing is way different than what HR looks like for hospitality and for a service related industry. And a lot of smaller companies don't have HR at all.
No.
Yet I could only imagine with the ongoing webinars and education platforms that the association is able to bring to the table, that there's going to be more of a push, especially for those companies that are right on the cusp of looking to legitimize even more and be even better mm-hmm. as community players and as employers mm-hmm. of how they can get on task and learn some of these things, because those are, in fact, some of the perks of the education side of mm-hmm. joining an association to that caliber.
And that's all about the idea of the human age is putting people first. You're increasing their training. You're increasing their opportunities to grow. Manpower recently opened up its certification for free through the University of Phoenix, and people can go in and earn 5 certifications online. Because we feel that right now we need to be people focused. We need to understand that people are stressed, they're worried, they're concerned, and this kind of gives them something to do. They can go online for free and do the certifications for free. It feels like you're moving forward in some way, and that can be really helpful. And that benefit of having that when they come back to work is they're going to be a more educated employee, they're going to be happier, they're going to be more fulfilled. And that, again, we had over 5 million unfilled jobs in the United States at the beginning of May. And
wow.
Yeah. And if you can't attract and keep the talent, you know, you're going to have to look at AI, you're going to have to look at other things and other ways of working in order to keep your business running. And so people, even though we talk about artificial intelligence, we feel people are going to become more and more important, because the more they care and the more they're engaged, the more they're going to add to the value of your company.
And even if that looks a little bit different.
Even if it looks a little bit different, and they may be engaged from the family room of their home.
I would like to say I close a lot while I'm at home working from home. I do.
Our research has shown that most people are 70% more productive working from home.
That's your creative space. You know what I thought was interesting, and it's fun that you brought that up, Lori, is because I recently had done a webinar, again, representing White Glove Moving and Storage. We work a lot with the real estate community, and there was a great panel of top producers. And all of the top producers, I've seen panels of top producers in the past, and they all kind of shy away from giving too much information in a panel setting, especially when they could potentially view their audience as competitors. Yet, when we had done it via Zoom and it was all digital and they were all in their home office or in their home space, it was like they were telling stories and giving tips and insider info that they would have never given if they were at a linen-covered table in front of 100 people in the same sense that they gave when they were in their home, because they knew that that was unique to them and only they could really accurately do the thing that they were pitching. But it gave the audience an opportunity to think, how could I do that but different? Not that, but make it my own.
And it's interesting you brought up real estate. I mean, we're seeing virtual tours are taking off. I mean, people are buying homes sight unseen.
Yes. Yes, they are. And then White Glove's helping them move down to Florida because they think, I'm coming out of the Tri-State area.
And then I will help them find a job.
It's just that simple. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go for a short break here in the studio today. We have Lori Collins of Manpower. She's been able to consult one-on-one with a number of different local companies, as well as some bigger organizations, to help them in their staffing needs, to talk about some potential ways that they can keep new talent, as well as potentially hire and fill those positions that are much needed, especially coming out of this COVID crisis. Lori, if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they do so?
Easily, they go to Manpower. Our website is www.manpowersfl.com.
Wonderful. All right, so there's more in store about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Happy June, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the most. As a quick shout out to my friends over at True Colors. I know that we might not be quite back to normal, yet I can say that as the hostess of the Vero Premier Women's Network, I'm elated that June 12th, will be our final virtual luncheon. That's right. There is no cost. And there is no limit to the number of ladies that can attend. So if you're at all interested, just check out the White Glove USA's Facebook page, the Vero Insider's Facebook page. There's going to be links to the luncheon. Again, this is the virtual luncheon. And then in July, it's always the second Friday of the month, we will be resuming and limited in capacity. But thank you to Counterculture for being our host and the incredible food. Incredible talent. I can't wait to have them on the show and talk about some of the things that they have up their sleeves. It's right there inside the Boulevard Tennis Club community. Inside that clubhouse, you can find Counterculture. And it's all so healthy. Like, you don't even feel guilty. And it's just great acoustics. So once again, that's going to be relaunching in July in person, and you want to look your best, right? So True Colors, they make me look fabulous. I always can get in. There's somebody for every budget. They have extended hours. They, for us ladies that work, we can go in the evenings. You can, you know, leave the babies with dad and off you go to feel fresh and fabulous, and it's the way it should be. And so, True Colors, thank you so much for being back open and passing your health inspection with flying colors. It's such a talent. I just love it. And also, a special thank you, of course, to my friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza. If you haven't been in, they've totally revamped. It looks amazing. And in addition, for that dad, and you know you got a dad like this, or the male dad, you know, figure in your life, Father's Day is fast approaching. Get that man a pedicure. It's like a thing. They will benefit from it. They will feel much better because summer's here. And we're out strolling the beach now with no regulations. We can bring our bags. We can bring our blankets. We can chill. And you're going to want some good feet for that. And so, again, thank you to our friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week, and their new restaurant, Viet Bowl, for something delicious and healthy if you're interested in some awesome Vietnamese cuisine. We appreciate you as sponsors. Lori Collins, Manpower, is here in the studio today, and we're talking about the importance of HR. Mm-hmm. Human resources is something that shouldn't be overlooked, though I think most of us do on the daily. A number of small businesses don't have an HR department, yet there's some mandates for businesses of other sizes and industries to have those departments in place and for those HR personnel to be very educated and to mm-hmm. be up to date with the regulations. And in today's present world, they're changing almost daily.
They are changing daily. And, you know, so many of our companies here had to learn to deal very quickly with what was happening. You know, in some cases, I've heard of HR people, you know, 24/7 almost. What we're seeing here in the Treasure Coast with some of these, some of the changes and some of the things is that HR is an integral part of changing the layout of the company so that there can be a social distancing. They were in charge of securing PPE for the employees, which is so, so important. People have to feel safe when they're working. They have to feel safe in their workplace. And it was a big part of HR to make sure that they saw the extra things and measures that are being taken. So some of those extra measures that, you know, we talked about, temperature taking before you go into work now. Some companies are relying on self-checks, and other companies have engaged our services to provide temperature checkers. It's no-touch temperature checking, so it's a forehead scan where they just point at the forehead. Mm. We've also seen employers now providing masks. They've changed the way that their line is set up. So if you're in a manufacturing facility, the interaction is trying to be limited. Tools that maybe were shared in the past are now shared, but they've also engaged our services for people to come in, wipe those tools down, clean those tools, and then redistribute them where they used to just be handed off to different people.
Sure.
We've also been engaged to do extra cleanings, extra disinfecting. We had one customer who contacted us and said, we don't want our employees handling the common coffee pots and vending machines in the break rooms. So they actually hired a temporary employee to make all the coffee. So you come into the break room, that person takes your money, and you tell them what you want. They then choose the item and hand it back to you, and that way you're controlling how many people are touching the vending machine and the coffee machine, which
sure.
is something a lot of people don't think about, and something that simple.
I wouldn't have thought of that at all.
Right. And so how many times do you have 20 people touching the coffee pot every day?
And a lot of times.
Yes. So they've engaged our services that way. And they're having to think about those things now. Do we have wipes by the coffee machine? So when people go in to get the coffee, they can. And I mean, this is coffee. This isn't rocket science. This is coffee.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have a common break room with that. And so maybe you switch to a hands-free dispenser where you just put your cup under and the sensor senses the cup and it fills. We're going to be seeing a lot of, and those are all little things that you have to be engaged with and think about, because again, being that your employees are humans, they have to feel comfortable to come back to work. And if the workplace is dirty, not clean, and they're not doing anything to protect you, I mean, this is your life for some people, especially people who are immunocompromised, people who maybe don't have a great health systems already in place, and maybe they don't have health care that they can rely on, or they're the primary provider for their family. They have to be very, very careful and concerned about going back to work, and they have to feel safe. And HR professionals are extremely aware of that. They feel the same way.
Rightfully so. And as we get ready to close, Lori, I know that over the past couple of months, you've been able to give some great information to our ladies' luncheon mm-hmm. with different protocols and things that are in place, and especially as it pertains to the world of unemployment. And as we talked earlier, there's some things that are going to have deadlines eventually, mm-hmm. and the unemployment is likely going to be one of those.
It is.
And so the fact of the matter is, if someone was unhappy in their job, now is the time to potentially get some new certifications, get some new degrees, and think about
changing careers. It's a great time for people to reposition themselves. They don't have to be required at this point to go on interviews. They don't have to be required to be job searching. And it's maybe a good time to, you know, explore some other career options and try some other things out. And that's where we can definitely step in and help someone out if they're looking to make a change in a career or looking for new opportunities.
And in the same token, you are able to, in fact, help employers that are listening right now that might be engaging in looking at some new roles within their own companies to be able to fill and have you all do all the testing, the background screenings, and all those things that go with it.
We do all the legwork.
All right, Lori Collins, Manpower, thank you so much. The importance of HR, that's how we're going to launch our June. Ladies and gentlemen, happy summer, happy hand washing. Tune in and visit us online at theveroinsider.com. Cheers.